You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Dr. Bob here. Welcome to the program today. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come every Saturday morning and talk to you about the things of the Almighty God, the things of our precious Lord and Savior Christ. It's just to have the privilege of talking about Him and expressing how much He loves you. It's just a privilege to me. And just the honor of being called into the ministry and have a chance to talk about Jesus all the time. It's the highest, most blessing, it's the highest honor of my life. It's to testify and witness of the one I love, our precious Savior, Christ the Lord Jesus. You know, John 1:5-19 says, "You of God, we are of God, little children, and the whole world lies in wickedness." You know that's really true? If you're a child of God, you're really blessed. You're really somebody. The whole world out there lies in witness. I want to talk to you today about the people of the kingdom of God, the people of the new kingdom, God's kingdom, the kingdom built. We're part of a mighty kingdom. We stand on the solid rock of the word of God. We're built upon the body and the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, if you're in the kingdom of God, you are really somebody. You really are. I mean, not only are you locked in for eternal life, which is a very big deal forever. There's no question about it. I mean, I've experienced a lot of things. I've tasted a lot of things of God, the kingdom of God. Our heavenly future is going to be so magnificent. No one can really express it. It just cannot be expressed. It's just so magnificently wonderful, the things that our Lord has planned for us. But nevertheless, you know, we have a solid foundation now. We're built on a foundation that's absolutely with Jesus Christ being the cornerstone of it. I'm telling you, there's two kingdoms out there. You know, when God put that tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, he said the tree of good and evil told Adam and Eve not to touch it. Well, that's 50-50. I mean, there's as much evil in the world as there are good, and as much good of Babs as there is evil, but nevertheless, it's a 50-50 deal. I mean, it's good or it's evil. It's half or it's the other half. One of the two. Like I said, you're of God, little children, but the whole world lies in wickedness. Look, you're really somebody here if you belong to God. I want to really let you know that today. I want you to really know it and get a handle of it. You have a solid foundation. I know from experience. I mean, I've really heard from the Lord many times. I've been on this foundation. I've walked it out, lived it out. I can testify of it. I can testify that Jesus is real, that Jesus is true, that the Almighty God loves you. When is the kingdom of God? What's it like? Are you in it? You really need to know these things, my friend. You do. You need to have the hope that comes out of the kingdom of God. There's great hope in the kingdom of God, but there's no hope in a world that lies in wickedness. No hope. You can look at the people that don't know the Lord. Just turn the TV on and watch it every night, and you'll see no hope. You'll see a crumbling world, and it can't be fixed except for the Almighty God. The way to fix it is transfer people out of that kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of light where we are. Look, you're of God now. I want to bring you in today. If you're not in, I want to bring you in. And I want to help you to get the benefits and live like the child of a king. Now look, while I'm here, if you have a need today, I mean, you're a child of God. If you're hurting out there today, I'm here in the name of God. I'm here in the name of the Lord Jesus. If I can minister to you in any way, pray for you, encourage you, help you if you need healing or what you need, give me a call today. I'll be more than glad to pray with you and to minister to you any way I can. And the Lord wants you to help. The Lord don't want you to be hurting and broken and alone and miserable. He don't want that. If you have a need, our phone number is 221-1100, 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888 221 877-829-9890. Give me a call. I'll be more than glad in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray with you, pray for you, fight with you, fight for you. You know, Jesus said, where two or more come together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of it. Think about that. If you have a need and you call me and the two of us agree as touching anything, Jesus said it'll be done of my Father which is in heaven. So if you call and we're together in this, then the Lord Jesus is right in the middle of it with us. He says he is. He's got to be. He's God of truth. If he says he's there, he's there. Matthew 18:2, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Isn't this something? Just come as a little child. You know what it means? You know, you can't think your way into this. You cannot reason or buy or build or get the kingdom of God any other way except come as a little child. And realize you need a father. Just come as a little. Remember what it's like when you were a child. I can't even remember. But you know, you always depend on mom. You always depend on dad. You always had someone you could run to with every question, every problem that you have. That's what the kingdom of God is like. That's what God is like. He is your father. Come as a little child. That means come. Don't bring nothing. Just come as a little child with a need for me. When you come as a need for the Father, oh boy, he can't wait to touch your life, to bless you. When you come to him as a little child and he sees you as a son or a daughter, oh my friend, he can't wait to reach out and touch you and help you and secure you, okay? Now listen, if you are converted and come as a little child, then you become a child of the King, the son or daughter of a great and mighty God. Listen, who'll love you, defend you, provide for you forever. It's a really a big deal. It is a sure foundation. I can assure you it is. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. I wouldn't. I'm here every Saturday because I believe everything that I tell you because I've already walked it out and proved it out. And I'm here with a purpose to tell you about how much God loves you. I'm here because God sends me here to tell you how much you are loved and who you really are. Look, you belong to the King. If you're a Christian out there today, you're really somebody. You belong to the Lord. He wants to just encourage you, move you on forward, keep you going, and let you know what he's got in mind for you. Nothing but good. God is a good God. Matthew 18:14, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child. That's all it takes. Just come as a little child. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine that? Have you ever been great? Have you? Probably not. Do you want to be? Probably so. Today is your day. Just come as a little child and humble yourself in the presence of God, and you'll be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine that? Ask him to forgive your sins, be your Lord. You can go from being a sinner to a saint real fast. All you have to do is say, Jesus, please, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I'm sorry. I know you're really the Son of God. I really want today to come as a little child. I want to make a decision today to change. I come to you, just come as a little child. I don't really have anything to offer. I just come as I am, as a little child, believing who you are, the Son of God. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life, and I need you. I need to know the way. I need to know the truth. I need to live the life that you offer. I come as a little child asking you to just help me. Whatever, I don't know. I don't know how to solve my problems. I don't know how to deal with this wicked, cruel world. I don't know how to keep going with my son or daughter that's out there in the world all messed up. I'm so tired of crying out. I'm so tired of hurting. I need your help. I just come as a little child. I really need you. I want you to know that. I love you, but I want to love you more. I want to know you better because I want to love you more. Oh, Jesus, help me. Father, help me. Father, touch my life today. Bring the change that I need. And listen, if you have a need, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8999. Look, you just need to come as a little child to get in. You need to know how to get the benefits of the kingdom. You need to know that the benefits come by knowing and obeying the word of God. Listen, if you have a need, I have time. If you email me any questions that you have, anything that you're not sure of, you email me. I'll be more than glad to work with you by email. And my email address is simple. Try Lifeline. That's one word. TRYLIFELINE. Try Lifeline. Try Lifeline Gmail. Try Lifeline Gmail. Try Lifeline Gmail.com. You email me. I'd be more than glad to answer any questions, help you any way that I can. I'll help you to get in the kingdom. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord to be saved. That's very simple. I don't care what you've done out there today. Did you know it does make a bit of difference with the Lord? It really does. The minute you come as a little child, He'll take your sins, who may be many, and cast them as far as the east is to the west. And just reach out and pull you into His kingdom. Pull you out of the world system. Bring you into His kingdom. Put a solid foundation under you. Polish you up. Give you a sure foundation. Give you a life. Well, He's a wonderful God. Just absolutely wonderful. Let me talk to you about the greatest benefits of the kingdom while living here on this earth. I want to talk to you now about the greatest benefits the kingdom of God offers today while you're here on this earth, like fatherhood. What's it really like when God becomes our Father? Well, look, one day I was thinking about this, and I was just meditating on the goodness of God, and I realized that I'm an old man, but yet, because I know I have a Heavenly Father, I'm never alone. I can always get advice. I don't ever have a need that I can't ask for help for. Isn't that something? I don't remember what it's like to feel insecure, to be lonely, or to be worried or have fear. You know why? Because I'm living on that strong foundation. I'm a child of God. What I'm preaching to you, I'm living. I'm believing everything the Word of God says. I have security in that. I know God is true. I know His Word is true. I trust Him. Everything He says, I trust Him for. I really have this kind of security in my life. And so can you. Because I have a Father. Can you imagine? Think about that. You may be a senior out there today, and you're just beating your head against the wall, trying to work it all out. But think about it. We have a Father. To me, it's just like when I was a young guy. My dad knew everything. I thought he did. He could solve all the problems. I thought he could. And I would run to Him with every problem I have as a child, like the rest of us did, or to my mom. But now, God really can do these things. Now I still have a Father. Can you imagine what it's like to be a senior and to be fathered? Really, I get advice. I get wisdom. I get help. I'm secure. I'm living on a strong foundation. I have a secure home. My God is my Father. How good can it get? It can't get any better than this. You can have the same thing. You can share it with me. All you can do is say, Lord, come into my life. Wash my sins away. I want to be a child of God. Look, if you're not saved out there today, you're really not sure of your foundation. You're really not sure you're on a solid rock with the Lord Jesus Christ. Especially if you're a senior, maybe. And, you know, maybe you don't have so many years left here. And you're not really sure. I talk to people all the time. I'm not really sure. Well, I hope so, they say. Well, that tells me they're not. But if you're not sure of your relationship with the Lord, that you're guaranteed you're going to be in the kingdom of God, I can guarantee you I can get you there. I have that kind of authority. Anybody does. All you, I mean, we can pray with you and walk you in right into the presence of God. Simple as that. I can lead you to the Lord today. So if you need help, give me a call. My phone number is 221-1100. 888-221-8990. I'm a call minister. I've been given authority to tell you about the Lord Jesus, to tell you how to get saved, to make sure you're saved and secure, and be glad to do it. It's what I'm called to do. So give me a call if you need help. Be more than glad to help you. You may feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders today, but Father God knows how to help you. Cry out today as a little child to your Father and your God. In the name of the precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, He will be there for you. Matthew 3:1, John the Baptist said, repent you, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Look, that means it can be reached now. John said, it's at hand. It can be reached now. All you have to do, according to what John said, repent. Turn to God as a little child. Say, look, Lord, I'm a mess, and I'm not even sure I can live right. I'm not even sure I can get off of these drugs, get off of this alcohol, but you know, Lord, I'm going to trust you to help me. You see, when you get born again or something, you're really, and maybe you're out here today, maybe you're struggling with sins and you know they have a handle on you. You know that. You know you have to have that drink and all this kind of stuff. You believe that because it's all in your mind because it's of the devil. But listen to this now. When you get born again, the Spirit of God enters you, changes your spirit, becomes alive unto God. You have a strength you've never had before. Really. You have power you've never had before. Really. You have a Father that you can ask for advice and help. Really. It's really true. You become a new man. Once you're born again, you become a new man. Then you can fight the fight because you have strength you never had before, wisdom you never had before, power and authority that you never had before. All you have to do is get in the Word of God and learn the will of God for you. And Jesus said, my word is spirit, my word is life. So you take in that word, you take in the Spirit of God, you take in the life of God, really. So you're empowered. You're a brand new person. You're a brand new self. You have help now. You're a new man. You're a new woman. You'll be much stronger, and you can do it. I can assure you, I know in your reasoning, in your head, if you're hooked on alcohol or you're hooked on drugs or whatever it is, you think you can't control that. But I can tell you now, if you ask the Lord to come into your heart, wash your sins away, the Spirit of God comes alive in you. Well, you have a fighting partner then. You have power. You have authority. You're a brand new person. You can do it. I can tell you can. You have to get born again without that doubt. On your own, you can't do it. You probably already tried, already failed. Many years ago, I was a heavy smoker. Many years ago, I was a young guy. Shoot, I must have tried smoking 100 times. I hated it from the day I started. I was hooked. And I never could control it. So I understand where you are if you're out there in sin. But once the Lord comes into your life and the Spirit begins to rise up and grow and gets power, well, it overpowers the little sinful man. And pretty soon, the Spirit reaches down and pulls the little sinful man up, and you can do it. You can make the walk. Give me a call if you need help here today. Maybe you're hooked on something. Maybe you need deliverance. Maybe you're actually hooked on pornography today. I feel like somebody really is that needs help. Give me a call. 221-1100. It's of the devil. Don't forget that. If you're hooked on pornography, you're a child. You've been led by the devil. If you're hooked on alcohol and drugs, same way. He owns them all. It's his business. He's in business. He's in the world business. He's not in the kingdom of God. Remember what I said, but I started off with, you're of God, little children, but the whole world lies in wickedness. So if you're hooked on all these things, it is not of God, and the Lord don't want you to continue in it and put up with it, okay? Luke 16:16, Jesus said, the law and the prophets were unto John. After that, the kingdom of God is preached. That's what I'm doing right now, preaching you the kingdom of God. And every man presses into it. Look, the only way out of your situation today is press into the kingdom of God. And if you're already saved and you have all these issues in life, it means you're not spending enough time on your knees. You're not spending enough time in the Word of God. You should not be riddled by sin. If you're a real child of God, you should be able to overcome the world. Jesus said so. He said, I've overcome it. All you have to do is hold on. Get into the kingdom. Hold on to Jesus. He's overcome the world. And you can do it. Now, that's every man that wants to get into heaven and that wants to be fathered and cared for by a loving God. Have you pressed in? Notice, it's all new. The symbol of it is the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. All you have to do, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. And look, if you're already saved, but you're not living the victorious life, you need to be refreshed. You need a refresh signal today. You do. You need to realize, I need to spend more time with the Lord. I need to get into the Word of God. It's a roadmap. Jesus said, my word is spirit and my word is life. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. But if you're not on the right path, you probably don't have enough of the Word in you. It's a lamp. It's a light. It'll lighten your life, okay? Come on now. Get right today with the Lord. Make sure you are. Give me a call. 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8999. And Martha, if you're out there hurting, give me a call. I hear the name Martha. Somebody out there named Martha that needs to call in today. Whoever you are, Martha, give me a call. The Lord wants to touch your life today. All right. God said to Moses, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Oh, my friend, I ask you, will God see the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, over your life? Will he look at you and all your sins in the body of the Lamb? Christ Jesus is the only entrance into the new kingdom. You must be born again. Really, will God see the blood of the Lamb over your life? Are you locked in? Are you secure for sure? Oh, my friend, are your sins in the body of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, have you totally repented? Martha, give me a call. Christ Jesus is the only entrance into the kingdom. You must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, well, how can I be born again? Can I enter into my mother's womb and start all over? Naturally, Jesus said no. And then he said this. This is how it is when you're born again. The wind blows where it may. You hear the sound of it. You can't tell where it's coming from, and you can't tell where it's going. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. If you're really born of the Spirit of God, and you're really a child of God, the Spirit of God, like a gentle breeze, moves you along the way, along the path of life. That's the difference. If you're a member of the kingdom, if you're a member of the family of God, the Spirit of God just gently walks you through life, moves you through life, becomes a lamp unto your feet, a light into your path, brings that word of wisdom when you need it to tell you which step to take. Just brings that trumpet when you need it, when you're hurting. You know, we all live in a wicked world. The enemy's trying to kill us every day of our life. All you have to do is turn the TV on and you realize, I wish I hadn't turned the thing on. Because we're all under attack at all times. There's no doubt about it. But nevertheless, if you're born again, the Spirit of God will move you like a gentle breeze. Just listen, follow, get into the Word of God, and learn the will and the ways of God, and just listen to the Spirit of God and direct your path. And you know now, you have to have a foundation in the Word to be directed. Really. Because Jesus said He will take, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will take the things of me and show them unto you. Well, if you don't know the things of God, it's pretty hard for Him to direct your life. Really. That's how important the Word of God is. He directs you out of that Word. You don't go anywhere. You don't go anywhere where the Word don't go. In other words, the Word is the foundation we stand on. The Holy Spirit will keep you on the Word and walk you through life and walk you on the right road, the right street, the right way, the right path. But you have to get rooted and grounded in the Word of God to walk in all these benefits, okay? Let's do it today, all right? How about it? Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with them. I will put my laws in their heart and in their minds, and I'll remember their sins no more. Think about that. I'll put my laws in their heart and their mind and remember their sins no more. All right. The Word of God is out there, friend. You have to just open it up. It's there available for you. Put it in your heart. And God says He will remember your sins no more. Listen. If you're a kingdom person, if you're a child of God, you really have a good, solid foundation. Come on and enjoy the benefits of the kingdom of God. The rest, the peace, the joy, the hope. Just the hope that you have. Mark 4:30, Jesus said, what for shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? The fact that Jesus needed to compare it to something says that they had never seen it or heard nor experienced the new kingdom before. Do you know and understand it, my friend? It's really a big thing. You absolutely ask the Lord to come into your heart. You become a child of God. God becomes not only your God, but your Father. And He cares about His children. You come as a little child, I assure you, He'll hold you in the palm of His hand and He'll walk you through life. Listen, God loves you. I want you to know that. Look, friend, I want you to understand what you really have here. The day that you came into God's kingdom and walked out of the sins of the world, you inherit eternal life. That's just a matter of walking it out now. And knowing your rights with God as a Christian, as a kingdom citizen, it's really a big thing. You're now of the God kind. You're like God. You're the God kind. You're not kicked around by the world system anymore. You're the God kind. You make wise decisions. You do the right thing. You know what to do. You're a child of the King. This is a big, big, big deal. The benefits, you can ask and receive. Ask, seek, and knock. Jesus said, when you pray, all things, whatsoever you desire when you pray, you believe, receive, you shall have. These are benefits for being a child of God. Really. You know, the greatest benefit there is rest and peace. I mean the peace that passes all understanding. You can't get it out of the world. It's not in the world system. It's in the kingdom. The peace that passed. Peace, Jesus said, peace I give unto you. My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't have a troubled heart. See the difference? You can live life without a troubled heart if you get away into the kingdom, but you can't do it in the world. Oh, come on, my friend. Get with it today. Get right today. Run into the kingdom of God with peace and rest. Mark 4:32, the kingdom is like a grain of mustard seed. Now this is really big, just less than all the seeds that are on the earth. No one sees it but you. You know why? It fits into your heart. That's really true. It's in your heart only. The kingdom is just a little, like mustard seed, but when it's sown now, when you accept the word, when you accept Jesus, when you get the word in your heart, it grows and becomes greater than all herbs. It shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under it. It'll cover you and make a place for you. The kingdom that's in your heart will produce and provide for and watch over you. Now remember now, the kingdom of God fits into your little heart. Think about that. It does. The kingdom of God fits right into your little heart. That's where it is. It's just a word. It's just a seed. All you do is believe what Jesus said. That's it. The whole kingdom fits in that. Just believe. Say, Lord, please come into my heart. Fits right into your heart. Wash my sins away. I want you to be my Father, my God, my Lord, my Savior. You carry the kingdom in your heart. You know, no one can even see it but you. Isn't that amazing? All the power that it has, you're the only one that sees it. It's you. It belongs to you. You're locked in. You're ziplocked in. You're vacuum packed. You belong to God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Mark 4:36, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man would cast seed into the ground. The seed is the word of God. The kingdom is made up of the word. You don't know how it all works. Jesus said, my word is spirit and it's life. So it's a spiritual kingdom held together by the word of our master. It's hidden in our heart. My friend, are you sure that the kingdom is in you? Faith is the substance for it. And the Bible is our written constitution. Matthew 13:19, Jesus said, when anyone hears the words of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the devil and steals it right out of his heart. See, that's where it is. The whole kingdom is in your little heart. Did you know that? Learn God's word, my friend, and beware of the thief and guard your heart. God lives in your very heart. I know this. I can tell you it's true. Listen, I love you today. I want you to just know that. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know that? All you have to do is ask, Father, please, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. If you're already a Christian, dear God, I know that you live in my heart. Let's be more aware of it. I just want to come into that place of perfect obedience to you. Look, we need help here. We really do. We're not getting it. I don't mind telling you, if you can help, we do need your support. We're not getting what we need to pay for our radio time. So we need your help. It's very simple. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Or email me at trylifeline@gmail.com. Anybody can remember that. Try Lifeline, one word, T-R-Y, Try Lifeline, one word, Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Email me if you have anything you want to talk about, if you need help in any way, I have the time to answer you, and I will. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. And I don't do a newsletter, and I don't sell anything, and I don't require anything. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Send me a check, if you will, Box 1603, Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Listen, God bless you. I'll see you again next week. And God loves you. I just want you to know that. Above all things, know that you are loved, that you're somebody, that you're a precious child of God. If you're not, get there quick. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I love you, but more than that, God loves you. What you anoint today. The Lord Jesus loves you. Laid his life down for you, and he's bless you today. Just be blessed. Bless you today. And don't give up on that child that you're praying for. So hang in there. Martha, God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.